Weetux Brings the Sweat, a Wampanoag Story. Long ago, a boy was born in a village of the land of First Light. His mother was a woman far past the age of childbearing, so the birth of this boy came as a great surprise. He was given the name Weetux, and it was said that his birth must have been meant as a special gift from the Creator. As he grew, people noticed that this boy always listened closely to his elders and to everything said in council. Perhaps he would grow up to be a sachem or a powwow. Then, one day, Weetux went to walk by the sea and did not return. His mother and the other people of the village searched for him, but no trace of the boy could be found. The sun rose and set many times, but Weetux did not come home. Everyone in the village assumed he was dead, and his mother grieved for him. Then a full moon had passed. Weetux returned. He came staggering into the village on the path which led from the water and fell down, half dead from fever, weak from hunger and exhaustion. As the people rushed to help him, they marveled at the fact that he was no longer a little boy, but had grown to be a very large man. The people carried him to the hut of his mother, wrapped him in warm skins beside the fire, and cared for him. Finally, after many sunrise and sunsets, his fever broke and he began to regain his strength. "Bring the elders to me," Weetux said. "I have things to teach them." Soon the wisest elders of the village gathered in the wigwam. Then Weetux began to explain to them the things which he had been taught while he was away in the land of the spirits. He taught them about the use of roots and berries and herbs for all kinds of medicine. He taught them the panis, the ceremony which young boys must go through to pass into manhood, and he taught them the ceremony for young girls to prepare them to be women. When he grew stronger, he left his bed and showed them how to make paint and how to draw pictures. He taught them how to use fire to hollow a log into a canoe and how to make bows and arrows. There seems no end to the things which Weetux gave to the people. Then Weetux led the people to the edge of the water. "Now, I will show you how to make a lodge which will give us strength and will ensure us many things." He laid stones in a circle to make the foundation of a hut, and then finished it by bending saplings, tying them and covering them with mats made of rushes. He dug out the earth inside the lodge so that the people could now step down into it and stand without touching the roof. Then he placed a platform of stones in the center of the lodge. On top of that bed of stones, he laid a fire and kept it burning until the stones were red hot with heat. He swept the remaining coals into a bark bucket and took them out of the lodge. "It is ready now," he said. Then Weetux called all of the people, men and women and children alike, to come into the lodge, one family at a time. "This is how we will cleanse ourselves together," he said, closing the door so that no light could enter. He poured water on the hot stones, and steam rose and filled the sweat bath, cleansing the people. They felt the heat enter their bodies, driving out sickness. They stayed in there, sitting or lying down, talking, and sometimes singing together. When the stones had cooled, Weetux opened the door and led the people to the water, where they bathed and cooled themselves. Then another fire was laid to heat the stones once more, for more people to be cleansed. So the sweat bath was given to the Wampanoag people by Weetux. He continued teaching the people until the day came when his own mother was called to the spirit land. Then he taught people the last teaching. He taught them the death ceremonies, piling stones on his mother's grave and lighting a spirit fire. At last, the time came for Weetux to leave his people. He walked towards the bay, and when he reached the water, he continued to walk on top of the waves. He walked until he was lost from sight in the sunset. But his teachings remained to strengthen the lives and the hearts of the people of the land of First Light.